What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. The Ink Spots are known worldwide for their sweet harmony singing. The quartet began performing together in Naptown during the early 1930s. And by the 1940s, the Ink Spots had earned a place among the top stars in American popular music.
Why do you whisper green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no.
Their music has stood the test of time. It's been 90 years since the Ink Spots formed, and their music continues to attract new generations of fans. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the work of Orville Hoppy Jones, a founding member of the Ink Spots. Hoppy created a trademark element of the Ink Spots sound. He played the bass fiddle, but he was best known for his talking bass parts, a spoken word recitation that was frequently utilized in Ink Spots recordings.
Now don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she'll run and tell it to the birds and bees. And everyone'll know, because you done told the blabbering trees. Yes, you did. You told them once before. So that's why it ain't no secret anymore.
Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow.
Hoppy's unique talking bass style was immensely popular with music fans, and you might say Hoppy was the original rapper. Hoppy's talking bass was featured in many of the Ink Spots' most popular recordings, including their biggest hit, If I Didn't Care. We'll listen to that track now.
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care.
That was the Ink Spots with their 1939 recording, If I Didn't Care. If I Didn't Care was a massive hit for the Ink Spots and became their signature song. If I Didn't Care provided a template for many subsequent Ink Spots recordings. Recurring elements of the Ink Spots sound included the familiar guitar introductions, the high tenor lead vocals of Bill Kenny, and the talking bass of Hoppy Jones. The Ink Spots returned to this formula time and time again. We'll hear two examples now. From 1939, we'll listen to My Prayer. And from 1941, we'll hear It's a Sin to Tell a Lie.
My prayer is to linger with you. At the end of each day, in a dream that's divine, my prayer is a rapture in blue, with the world far away and your lips close to mine.
Tonight, while our hearts are aglow, oh, tell me the words that I'm longing to know.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you, honey. 'Cause you got sense enough to know it's a sin to tell a lie. Whole lot of folks' hearts have done been broken just over a whole lot of foolish words that's spoken.
I love you, yes I do, I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die.
We just heard two classic tracks from the Ink Spots featuring the talking bass vocals of Hoppy Jones. The origin of Hoppy's talking bass style is unknown. The first recorded example can be found on a 1935 radio broadcast from the Ink Spots.
Babo da de da 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 da.
Yeah!
You see spots in front of your eyes? Well, we do. The four Ink Spots. One, two, three, four Ink Spots. Two guitars, a tipple, and a cello. For a combination supplying a period of most unusual music. Now, the four Ink Spots will present the old spinning wheel in the Ink Spot version.
I can see the twilight as it's settling on my old home way down yonder in the desert. And that heavenly solo that they put on right out in front of my old shelter. Seems like I can still hear him hum as the father brings on the dawn of a new day. That's why forevermore I'll be singing about that old cotton gin, way down the way.
Yeah!
There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor.
The old spinning wheel.
That was a rare 1935 radio broadcast from the Ink Spots. Let's hear two more classic Ink Spots tracks that feature the talking bass vocals of Hoppy Jones. First, we'll listen to I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire, recorded in 1941. And from 1940, we'll hear You're Breaking My Heart All Over Again.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to stop a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire. And that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just wanna be the one you love.
Breaking my heart all over again. And you know one thing? I'm beginning to wonder, why did we start all this jive all over again? Honey child, you know, it's too late now for me to say I wish I had never met you. 'Cause, you know, I've loved you much too much to just say, go on, get out of town. 'Cause, honey, I know I can't forget you.
If we ever part all over again, will I fall in love?
That was the Ink Spots with You're Breaking My Heart All Over Again. On this week's show, we're celebrating the work of Arvo Hoppy Jones, a founding member of the Ink Spots. Hoppy played the bass fiddle and provided the trademark talking bass vocals on the Ink Spots records. Occasionally, Hoppy provided lead vocals for the Ink Spots, and we'll hear two examples now. First, we'll hear Shout, Brother, Shout, recorded in 1941. And from 1936, we'll listen to Stompin' at the Savoy.
Brothers and sisters, now we's gonna strive to have one of them good old meetings. Dishing out solid jive. Come on up here, all you hip cats. Let's try and get in the groove. And when you feel that rhythm, son, that's the time to move.
Stand up and shout, brother, shout. Shout, brother, shout. When that rhythm hits you, shout, brother, shout.
Savoy,
sweet romance.
Savoy,
it wins you at a glance.
Savoy,
gives happy feet a chance to dance.
Your form,
just like a clinging vine.
Your lips,
so warm and sweet as wine.
Your cheeks,
so soft and close to mine. Divine.
While the band is swinging and the cats is singing, never tired of romping, stomping with you at the Savoy.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Hoppy Jones after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the work of Arvo Hoppy Jones, a founding member of the Ink Spots. He played the bass fiddle, but he was best known for his talking bass parts. Hoppy was born in Chicago in 1905, but he spent much of his youth in Indianapolis. He began performing in Naptown during the 1920s and earned the nickname Hoppy for his unique skills on the dance floor. Hoppy had a long history of performing in Naptown prior to forming the Ink Spots. He performed as a duo with Myth Campbell in the mid-1920s. In the late 20s, he formed a trio called the Peanut Boys. And by 1929, Hoppy was performing in a quartet called the Four Riff Brothers, which featured the future Inkspots vocalist Deke Watson. Up next, we'll hear two more classic Inkspots tracks. From 1939, we'll listen to Address Unknown. And from 1940, we'll hear We Three, My Echo, My Shadow, and Me.
Address unknown. Honey child, I ain't even got a trace of you. You know one thing? I'd give anything in the world just to see the face of you. I was a fool to stay away from you and everything else so long. I should have been diplomatic and figured that someday you'd be solid gone.
Address unknown, oh, how could I be so blind?
We three, we ain't no crowd. Fact is, we ain't even company. That's my echo, my shadow, and me. You know, I've been wondering, what good is the moonlight? That silvery moonlight that shines way, way up above. Yeah, I walk with my shadow. I talk with my echo. But where is that gal that I love?
We three will wait for you, even till eternity. My echo, my shadow, and me.
That was the Inkspots with We Three, My Echo, My Shadow, and Me, featuring the talking bass of Hoppy Jones. In 1943, Hoppy and the Inkspots made their first of many recordings with the jazz vocalist Ella Fitzgerald. That record was titled Cow Cow Boogie, and we'll listen to that track now.
Out on the plains, down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy right in the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come a ta ay come a ta yip ay.
Get along. Get hip, little dog. Get along. Better be on your way. Get along. Get hip, little doggy. And he trucked him on down that old fair way, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Coming to ya, ya, ya. Coming to yip, till ya, ya.
That was Ella Fitzgerald and the Inkspots with Cow Cow Boogie. That track featured the talking bass vocals of Naptown's own Hoppy Jones. In addition to his work as a vocalist, Hoppy also played the bass fiddle. Up next, we'll hear two Inkspots tracks that spotlight Hoppy's bass fiddle. From 1937, we'll listen to Slap That Bass. And from 1936, We'll hear Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do.
Slap that bass, slap it till it's dizzy. Slap that bass, keep the rhythm busy. Zoom, 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 misery has got to go. Slap that bass, use it like a tonic. Slap that bass, keep your philharmonic. Zoom, 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 and the milk and honey will flow. Dictators would be better off if they zoom, zoom now and then. Today, you can tell that the happiest men, baby, they all got rhythm, in which case, if you want to bubble, slap that bass, slap away your trouble, learn to zoom, 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 slap that bass, yeah, yeah. Church on Sunday and run around on Monday. Ain't nobody's business if I do. If I give my gal my last nickel and she leaves me in a pickle, ain't nobody's business if I do. The cats can talk, the cats can rave. Yeah. They can say all the things about me. I don't care what the cats all say. Oh, baby, if they doubt me.
We just heard two Inkspots tracks featuring the bass fiddle playing of Hoppy Jones. Sadly, Hoppy's time with the Inkspots came to an abrupt and tragic end. Hoppy suffered from epilepsy, and his condition worsened in 1944, culminating in a brain hemorrhage. Hoppy collapsed on stage during a performance in New York City in October of 1944. He died shortly after in his home. He was just 39 years old. Up next, we'll hear two of Hoppy's final recordings with the Inkspots. Someday I'll meet you again, and I hope to die if I told a lie.
Honey, someday I'll meet you again. Please tell me where. Darling, tell me when. I know someday I'm bound to meet you again. And I swear by all of me, I'll be yours until then.
Each night I'll wish on a star.
I hope to die, honey, if I ever told you a lie. Especially the other night on the porch when I said just how much I loved you. And I'll make a promise to you that every doggone word was true. When I said, you'll always be the best little chick in the world for me.
It breaks my heart now that we're apart. And I think of days gone by.
That was the Inkspots with I Hope to Die If I Told a Lie, featuring the unique talking bass vocals of Hoppy Jones. We'll end this tribute to Hoppy with the final session he cut with the Inkspots, a 1944 session featuring Ella Fitzgerald. This is the Ink Spots with Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall.
Into each life, some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life, some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart, some tears has got to fall. But I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their heart,
but when I think of you, another shower starts.
Thanks for tuning in for this tribute to Arvo Hoppy Jones, a founding member of the Ink Spots, one of the most important acts to emerge from the Indiana Avenue scene. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.